is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman. This is special fundraising week for Bob Zimmerman. Your subscriptions are welcome. More than $35, you get a digital copy of one of Bob's books. More than $100, you get a visit by Bob himself. However, we go immediately to a discovery that is helpful to recover the history of manned space. Bob, what have they found from Challenger?
Well, I just want to quickly add that if you give more than 100, you get a free book of Conscious Choice, my most recent book. And I once again have to thank your listeners who have been extremely generous in the last 3-4 days. I really appreciate it. So, yes, the History Channel was doing a documentary on World War II, and they were trying to find a wreck underwater off the coast of Florida. And the divers instead found a very large piece from the shuttle Challenger that broke up only 74 seconds after launch back in 1986. The piece is about 15 by 15. It had a lot of square carbon panels on it, which suggests it came from the belly of Challenger when it broke up. It's still on the ocean floor because NASA is trying to figure out what it wants to do with it since NASA owns it. The History Channel itself decided, well, we'll do that World War II documentary too, but in the meantime, we're going to do a special on the discovery of this, and that'll happen. That'll be aired on November 22nd, John.
Good news about Cygnus docking. What was the risk, Bob?
Cygnus freighter built by Northrop Grumman launched last week, and they could not deploy one of the two solar panels. And there was questions whether they'd be able to dock. They were able to rendezvous. They had just enough power to make that happen with only one panel. And they got to ISS, and they were able to use the robot arm to grab the grapple point on Cygnus and then bring it in and berth it on the station. So I have a picture on Behind the Black. You can see where the undeployed panel is still partly folded. I suspect NASA will schedule, and Northrop Grumman will schedule a spacewalk to see if astronauts can go out there and figure out what went wrong, and maybe even get the panel opened. We'll just have to wait and see about that, John.
And a story about SLS, a positive good luck story. SLS is waiting launch, Bob, and then here comes a hurricane. What happened?
They rolled it out to the launch pad last week, and then shortly thereafter, they realized Hurricane Nicole was going to flow right over the top of it, and NASA made a decision based upon the hurricane predictions that they were not going to roll the rocket back to the assembly building. If they did that, there'd be a significant delay. They instead decided to leave it at the launch pad, because it appeared the storm wouldn't be so strong as to do any damage. Well, the storm blew past. They did register gusts as much as 100 miles per hour near the top of the lightning towers that surround the rocket. But the rocket itself, which is rated to be able to stand up to 85 miles per hour winds, it did not experience anything more than 82 miles per hour. It was really close. Right now, they say there doesn't appear to be any significant damage of any kind. They're doing initial checkouts. If everything is good, they're now scheduled a November 16th launch for SLS with its Orion capsule for a several-week visit to the moon. This is going to be SLS's first launch. The first launch by any rocket is problematic, John. We'll have to wait and see.
And the non-transparent and sticky finger China has decided to build the Long March 9, and they're thinking about what they want to get from it. Is Long March 9 an SLS or is it a SpaceX copy? Which are they copying, Bob?
Initially, it was going to be an SLS copy. It would be a heavy lift rocket like SLS, built very similar to SLS, probably using the same plans, with two side boosters and a core stage. But they have abandoned that plan, and they instead decided to go to that would be expendable, throw it away after every launch. And they've now decided instead to go to a reusable first stage that would come back down and land with grid fins, no side boosters. It's supposed to still be a heavy launch, so even though it's conceptually similar to the Falcon 9, it's much bigger. And so they're going to have to really build this on their own, and they can do it, but it's not going to launch until 2030, which means don't take anything very seriously right now. It's too far into the future.
And 10 seconds, Bob. X-37B from India? This is fresh.
Yes. Well, they did some tests of this, but they're about to do the first drop test of their own home-built version of an X-37B. So they've made a copy, and so is China. It must be a good idea. Why doesn't the U.S. do more of it?
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.